Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Trivia time, but before we get there, let's talk about Zipline Brewing. Because that's what I will be drinking tonight when I'm watching Creighton take on Princeton. Which one, though? I think I'm going to go with the Dope Juicy IPA tonight. Because it's got sort of a candy flavor, and I'm a sweet tooth. We're getting close to Easter as well. Maybe the Easter Bunny will leave me something in my egg, right? Is it candy, or would it be the orange candy-flavored Dope Juicy IPA? I hope it's that. Smooth with, hop bitterness, okay, without it. Don't take that out of it. It's smooth. A unique take on an IPA, and it's now available all year long. If you're looking for your next choice for an alcoholic beverage, try the Dope Juicy IPA. Let's go to the phone, Shane. We have a caller to play Dog Eat Dog against Damon Benning. His name is Ray. Is this the same Ray that won a couple of weeks ago?
It is.
Uh-oh. So you have a $25 gift card. Have you picked that up yet?
I have not.
Man, good thing gift cards don't expire. But maybe it wasn't made. So you could potentially have a $50 gift card waiting for you, Ray. How does that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Well, you got to win. And you know how to play. Three questions and then a tiebreaker. You get the answer choices. DB does not, but he does get a Hail Mary. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's play. Shane? Who is the only three-time most outstanding player of the Final Four? Is it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Bill Walton, or Jerry Lucas?
Bill Walton.
Question number two. Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout to end the WBC championship. It was the second WBC game to end with an MLB teammate striking out another. The first was Gene Segura against what Seattle relief pitcher? Fernando Rodney, Steve Cishek, or Edwin Diaz?
Edwin Diaz.
And question number three, one of the greatest NBA players of all time and former Creighton head coach, Willis Reed, passed away on Tuesday. He was drafted by the Knicks, but what Eastern Conference team did he end his coaching career with? Was it the Hawks, the Nets, or the Knicks?
Shot in the dark, Hawks.
And the tiebreaker question, Ray. How many rebounds did Willis Reed average per game in his career? Decimals?
8.5.
What'd you say?
8.5.
8.5. Thank you, Ray. Mike Sauter, what's going on, man?
I don't know. I'm just still sitting here. I don't
know. Puts back the headset. I'm going to have Shane run out and go get Damon.
I want to give Damon crap for not getting these answers right. Even though he's beaten
that's
me the
why
last time.
That's why you're sticking around. Yeah, the last winner, actually, was Ray. We've given you some time to step in, and the last winner was Ray. Hey, Ray's back on the phone trying to double down after his last win here, DB.
These are good questions.
He comes in. Yeah, right.
These questions are pretty good.
Ray kicked my tail last time.
Say hi to Ray, DB.
Oh, hi, Ray.
Hey, DB.
All right, buddy.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Shane, you good with music again? My guy, always on top of it.
This music, man, gives me the
heebie-jeebies.
I just get goosebumps because I'm so competitive.
All right, DB. Who is the only three-time most outstanding player of the Final Four?
That would be Lou Alcindor, 67 through 69.
Question number two.
That was like the...
Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout to end the WBC championship. It was the second WBC game to end with MLB teammates making the final out versus one another. The first was Gene Segura against what Seattle relief pitcher? Was it Fernando Rodney, Steve Cishek, or Edwin Diaz? Oh, shoot. I shouldn't give him the answer choices. Yeah, that's your Hail Mary.
That's my Hail Mary?
Yeah.
Dang, you didn't need it on that one.
It's Edwin Diaz.
I gave him the answer choices.
Dang it.
My bad, Ray.
Okay. So hopefully I won't need one.
One of the greatest NBA players of all time and former Creighton head coach Willis Reed passed away on Tuesday. He was drafted by the Knicks, but what Eastern Conference team did he end his coaching career with?
Wowzer. End? Fudge. I know in 88 or 87 he went to the Nets, but he was a head coach. So is it assistant or head coach?
I'm pretty sure it's head coach.
I just put coaching career with.
I'm gonna miss this on a technicality. I'm gonna say the Nets.
And the tiebreaker question, DB.
Fudge.
How many rebounds did Willis Reed average per game in his career?
Like, you want the exact number?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like, with the decimal point or?
Closest to?
13.
Thank you. Let's do it.
Wow. That's
all right, Ray, how you feeling? Crap. Good, bad, or the ugly?
I'm feeling the ugly. I think I know I got one.
All right, that's a good call. At least he's got one, right?
I kind of like Ray's delivery, though. Ray, you want to co-host sometime when we, like, need fill-ins or what, like how's your
fill in for you, DB?
How's your overall sports knowledge? Is it pretty good?
Yeah, you know, baseball. We're good with baseball.
See? Oh. He's one right. of us.
Well, baseball season.
Notice how he said, "Hey, I'll fill in for you, DB, anytime." Not Andrew. DB. Well, I feel like you'd want to work with DB, Ray, not me.
Well, I don't know, man. Ray seems kind of smart.
Which is why he should work with you.
All right, let's go. I'm curious because these are hard.
Let me tell you.
What?
You slayed that.
Slaughter, let's just get to the answers. Here we go. What is, or who is, the only three-time most outstanding player of the Final Four? Ray, you said Bill Walton. DB said Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
It was actually Lew Alcindor in the 60s.
Yes, in the 60s, yeah, but it's... People will recognize Kareem's name more.
He's my guy.
It is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He's a Laker. I love Kareem.
Shohei Ohtani struck out Mike Trout to end the WBC championship. Second time a game ended. There's Shane.
Here he goes.
With MLB teammates making the final out versus one another. The first was Gene against what Seattle relief pitcher? You both said Edwin Diaz. You both are correct.
Right there. Okay.
All right, Ray, you need this one, man. You need this one. And we have separate answers here. One of the greatest NBA players of all time and former Creighton head coach Willis Reed passed away on Tuesday.
I don't feel good about this.
Drafted by the Knicks, but what Eastern Conference team did he end his coaching career with? Was it the Hawks, the Nets, or the Knicks? DB, you said the Nets. Our guy Ray said the Hawks. It was the Nets.
I didn't feel good about that.
That was the one I was like, holy.
It was the Nets. So,
because I remember he left Creighton in like 84 or 85. But I do know.
And then he went to the Hawks.
This is weird. I do know that he was like, and I'm within like three or four games, he was like 33-74 with the Nets.
Yeah, that's who he closed out with.
Yeah.
And then I think he went to the Kings?
Not sure after that. I just...
Tiebreaker just for fun. How many rebounds did Willis Reed average per game in his career? Ray said 8.5. DB said 13. It was 12.9.
I was like, what the...
Full disclosure. When he passed away the other day...
Oh, you read it all.
I just went down memory lane.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and you know my memory.
Yeah, your memory is outstanding. So, Ray, unfortunately, DB got the better of you, but you still won a couple of weeks ago, so that gift card's still waiting for you to be picked up at the hostess stand.
Ray's kind of my nemesis.
I'm going to get there.
Thanks, buddy. So we're 1-1, right?
Yes.
Ray's a dude.
So, yeah.
But you got to know, though, like full disclosure, the Edwin Diaz thing, I would have used the Hail Mary because I wouldn't have known that. I just knew
that makes me happier.
I just knew that he got hurt in the WBC, and you like to stay current.
I do like to stay current. Well done. That actually wasn't the reason why, but it did have two tie-ins because I went with the most recent WBC, and then I, you know, used resources.
But Willis Reed, you could ask me like some random fact right now about, like, I know that he won. I knew that he won seven games his first year as a Blue Jay head coach, right? Because I read through his whole deal.
So I had that as an option for a question.
I think he was 7-24. Sauter, Google that real quick.
But I wanted to find something that, you know, because it was so fresh and I know you read about it.
I think I'm close. I think he was 7-24 his first year at Creighton.
Had to make it difficult. But you killed it. Was that 3-for-3? It was 3-for-3. And the tiebreaker.
I didn't feel good about the Nets, though.
Nice job, man. Appreciate nice job. That. Hey, we're talking to Matt Verzal to close the show.